Welcome to Ono, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep. When they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy. You seemed unsure of your name there, Ross.
I had to think about it. Could be Rob. Could be Ross. This episode, we walk into the world of reflexology to see if our feet are the pathways to the rest of our bodies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now you're using like foot metaphors and path metaphors and walking metaphors. It's really very moving.
Yeah, so
you're a shoo-in for this position as co-host.
All right, Carrie will be our resident bad pun maker tonight. Thank you for taking on that role.
Very pedestrian. Anyway, so reflexology, we got it.
All right, so reflexology.
What the hell is it?
As you may have guessed by now, it has something to do with the feet. The idea is that there's kind of this body map on your feet that corresponds to other portions of yourself.
Not just your feet, Ross.
I wasn't really aware of this, but there is hand reflexology.
And?
Ear reflexology. Yes.
Now, you might be thinking, my ears don't have reflexes. I hit them and they do not bound back. Well, you're right.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
But this had long been on our list of things to investigate and find out. Like, can you really have your body heal just through, particularly the feet? I think feet are the main aspect of reflexology.
Right. And I picture, when I think of reflexology, I think of my foot having this, use the word map, which is right, this sort of blueprint on the foot where one part of, let's say my big toe connects to my colon.
And
so if you push on the big toe and something's wrong with your colon, it gets better somehow.
Right. So you set up our first appointment.
I did. I did a Cracker Jack job.
Yeah. How did you find this place?
Okay. So I thought, hey, reflexology. I just type that in. I say Los Angeles. I look for something near us. Bada bing, bada boom. Right.
And we live in Los Angeles. So there's something for everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, and sure, you type it in, and up comes
something in Hollywood, not far from me. It says reflexology. I look at the website. It's beautiful, Ross. It's beautiful.
Is that an Italian mafiosa accent? Okay.
Yeah. It has this diagram on it of the feet, and it says, oh, your small intestine connects to this part of your foot, and your brain connects to this part of your foot, blah, blah, blah. It's very intricate. And it specifically says that one of the things they treat is migraines.
Oh, which
I get. So I'm like, win-win. This is perfect.
Near your home, treats migraines, and has feet with maps of things on them.
Exactly.
What more do you want?
I'm setting this up so you understand why this wasn't my fault. What happened?
She tried. She really tried.
So I call. Well, actually, I don't call. I forget to call. You remind me to call the day before. Then I call.
Uh-huh.
I make us an appointment. I get there before you.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I was on time, at least.
Yes, well done.
To the horrible thing. Okay, so I get there and I say, so my friend and I are here for our appointment. So, you know, he's parking, but should we get just reflexology on the foot? Or I see that you offer some other things as well. And he said, well, most people get 60 minutes on the feet and half an hour on the back.
Mm.
And I said, okay, well, I get headaches. What would you recommend for me? And he said, oh, definitely the feet and the back. And I was like, okay, well, get that for my friend too. So then you come in, you saunter in.
So at this point, you did not suspect that something was afoot.
God. No, I did not.
So I come in, Carrie's there, and it's a large space. And it's all darkened because they have these window decals with their logo and the feet, again, really big, festooning the window, saying, look, we do this thing with your feet.
We do feet.
There's these weird little kidney shapes in the middle of your foot. And I thought, all right, we found the place.
Yeah.
And we'd signed up for a 90-minute
combination
of massage and then the reflexology. So they immediately led us over to the seats.
Right? And they're like big massage chairs.
Yeah, really big, blocky massage chairs.
You look teeny tiny on them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like you look like a hobbit sitting in them. And I'm already a small person. But yeah, your feet are just kind of, you know, flipping above the ground there. And there were 14 of them, like two rows of seven. So it was a big space that it could incorporate this. And against the wall, you're facing this giant photograph of this beautiful mountain and a lake and the sun rising and shining up against it. So very, you know, peaceful. The first thing they did was they had us take off our shoes and socks, as you would expect, roll up our pant legs. And then they brought out these buckets of bluish water.
Right. An herbal foot bath, it was called on the menu.
And you asked them.
I said, what's this for? Is it like a detox foot bath?
And the guy says, oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's, I think right in that moment, that's when we're like, oh no.
Uh-oh. Oh, there might be we can't talk to these people.
Yeah.
So they had us sit like on the ottoman, like the footstool thing, and facing toward our big fluffy chairs with our feet in there. And then we would lean over on this pile of pillows.
But to tell us that, they like padded it. And then I kept putting my feet there and he was like, no, no, no. But finally I realized, oh, he's telling me to put my butt there.
Yeah, my guy would just kind of like grab me and sort of put me wherever he wanted me to
oh,
be.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? I was getting manhandled.
Is it exciting?
Sure. So anyways, yeah, we put our heads down on these big piles of pillows.
Right.
And
oh, yeah. Now, okay. So I've gotten a lot of massages and this is not the way it's done.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because they had us like sit on the ottoman. So you're facing the chair, which is already backwards. Right. And then they stack these pillows on top of the chair. And then they had us lean forward on the pillows. So now you're like hunched over yourself.
Yes.
Very uncomfortably. And your bones are sticking out. It was very weird. In a normal masseuse's office.
You're laying down like on a table,
yeah,
right?
You lay down on a table. That's what I would have thought. With a hole for your face.
So I'm not crazy then.
No,
okay.
They are.
All right. So yeah, they're unbuttoning my shirt and then pulling it back so they could put gel on our necks. And so this guy was starting to massage into the neck, and at first like, oh yeah, that's nice, okay. And you know, the foot bath thing is warm, so all right,
right. I got my it was hot at first.
Yeah. It started out really, really nicely. I just assumed that it was something to clean our feet.
Yeah, I wondered that too.
They're going to be touching our feet later, you know, spend some time soaking in this bath,
sure.
The germs.
Which is fair enough. But yeah, no, they called it an herbal foot bath. So I think it was all supposed to have some sort of properties for our benefit.
I'm ensconcing that in quotes. Sure, maybe. Well, we have no idea.
We have no idea because we couldn't really
They'll
speak
never tell
to
us.
Them.
And then my guy was a normal build, average height, but he was strong. And he was really like pressing into me. And then he started with the elbow. Did your guy use his elbow?
Yeah, he used his elbow.
Yeah, so he would like put his elbow on my back, kind of near the middle, and just put his weight down on it, and it hurt.
Yeah.
Really?
My guy was being pretty rough. I still feel it on my shoulder. My guy was definitely being rough too.
And again, I didn't have any comparison points. I was like, oh, is this like, you know, deep massage? Is this what you get? But, oh man, that was like just really tough. And he would say, is that okay? Or is okay, I think was how he phrased it. Yeah, that's fine. And he'd kind of like slowly work his way up and then do it again with the elbow and then again. And like each time I would think like, okay, maybe I should say something. Like, no, I'm going to write this out. It looks like he's almost done. And then he'd do it like three more times and it hurt.
Yeah, mine hurt too. And he did two things that I've always been told they're not supposed to do in massages. He worked on my spine a lot, which like, I don't want your hands on my spine, dude. And then he kept massaging really hard right above my kidneys, which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do.
That all sounds fairly nerve-wracking.
Oh, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. And soon after this started, I started to think, we're just getting massaged.
Right. Yeah, totally.
What has this got to do with my migraines or your back pain or...
And they didn't ask us, or at least they didn't ask me at any point.
Right.
Like, hey, what ails you? You know, how can we help?
Yeah.
It was just, you know, you sit here. This is the procedure. You live with it.
And okay, so to try to be charitable, maybe the thought is this is kind of good for everybody. And it's kind of a one size fits all treatment.
Sure.
Not unheard of. Okay. Maybe like running, you know, like, yeah, just like generally, quote unquote, good for you.
Sure.
You know, could have been something like
eating
that.
Carrots.
Ah, there you go.
Between us, there was this table, and they had the little chart with the foot, the same one they had on the outside with the weird shapes of the different bodily organs and colored regions and the numbers saying what each region corresponded to. But it was just a prop. At no point did they refer to it. Anyway, so I'd say it was about an hour, I think, if anything. It was like an hour of massage.
It seems like it. Yeah, they said that it was a half hour of upper body massage and an hour on feet, but I think that was flipped.
Other way around.
Yeah.
I think so. And so then we were flipped and they had us sit back on the chair.
They had us use the chair in its normal capacity.
Right. Yeah, with your back against the back portion. Right. And then we got a foot massage.
Right.
Which was all fine, except for, I don't like this, they pull on your toes.
Yes, I hate that.
Don't try to yank my toe out of its socket.
I hate, like, some people really like to have their shit cracked.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, that was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And I realize it's not a socket. Don't need to hear from the pedants.
Ped ants.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You got
it. Like, because ped is the Latin yes. foot.
Right. So, yeah, I walked out of there pretty sore. I was kind of sore for the rest of the day.
I wasn't sore yet, but I was emotionally sore because I was like, I did not get reflexology just now. I got a massage.
And partway through, you leaned over to me and you were saying, I think we'll have to do another one of you know what, because there might be some kind of barrier.
Right.
We asked some other question, too.
About the music?
That's right. You were thinking that the music was from some
Yeah, I just recognized movie. A tune, and I said to you, what movie is this from?
I said, I don't think it's from a movie. I think it's just generic music.
And I was like, no, it's from something.
But then we turned to ask our...
Your monsieur.
Monsieur.
Since it was a man, it was a masseur.
Okay. And he said, oh, okay. And he gets up to change it.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's okay. Fine, it's fine.
We both talk him down. No, yeah. We like the music. Good, the music's good.
But is it from a movie? Oh, okay. And then he starts to get up again. We're like, never mind.
And Carrie and I are so used to like asking lots of questions and being interactive and really getting a lot out of this. And here we're just getting this massage. So we start kind of talking to each other.
Right.
And we get shushed.
And we were whispering too.
Yeah, we were talking like this. But, you know, sound carries in that particular enclosed space. And so a guy who was using a chair near us, he kind of came over and he looked very stern and upset, like, you know, make these people be quiet. Uh-huh. So we saw the urgent look on his face and we just sat there and took the abuse.
Right.
So
then we said to ourselves,
okay, that wasn't enough. We need a reflexologist. And this time we got to make sure it's somebody who, you know, will talk about it and actually focuses on the reflexology.
Yeah. So we go out, we sit in the bed of your truck.
Yeah. And we go online and we're looking at different reflexologists. It turns out that I think this is a fair warning that if you go looking for reflexology, and again, we did this so you don't have to.
You're welcome.
You're just going to find like a spa.
So we clicked around. We did. Okay. So I found one place that seemed to have an actual reflexologist who attended a reflexology school, et cetera. Had a long...
Yes, there are schools.
...biography about what he did. And then as you went off to buy a homeless gentleman a sandwich, because he asked us for money and we didn't have money, so you went to buy him a sandwich, I called that place.
Right.
And I said, hi, you have a reflexologist? And she said, oh, no, he does not work here anymore.
Yeah, like they'd had a real falling out or something. Do you think that was the same guy that we ended up finding?
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah.
Interesting.
So she said, yeah, he doesn't work here anymore. And I said, okay, well, just FYI, your number's on his website. So you might want to get in contact with him and let him know, you know, to change the number. And she said, okay, goodbye. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Get out of my life, random person.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I looked through like some more numbers, but we had trouble finding somebody. And then you.
Yeah. Also, we had tried calling like a school. They had a school of reflexology, which sounded pretty exciting. Yeah. But that's down the road.
Yeah. But they didn't have like a clinic or
and
anything.
They weren't answering. Right. So then we found Yelp reviews for that guy who would work for that place. But they were like singing his praises. Like,
yeah, oh, everyone. So great. And they said specifically what we wanted. I was looking to not just get massaged, but be actually told which parts of my feet would help me with complaint X. We're like, oh.
Exactly. It's like they're speaking to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we called him and he answered right away.
Yeah. So you found another number for him and you called him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, excuse me, I'm purchasing lotion right now. Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Do you think if he'd been taking a poop, he would have told you? Excuse me, I'm evacuating my bowels right now. Give you a call right back after I wipe.
After knowing him, no, probably not. But yeah. I think it was because he felt this was related because it's for his reflexology sessions, not masturbating.
Right.
Maybe.
Great point.
So, yeah, we made an appointment with him for the next day. So we met there and...
And it was in sort of a little mini strip mall kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
So I go upstairs and the gentleman who we'll call Rufus came up just seconds later and I was like, oh, are you Rufus? And he said, yes, I am. Are you Carrie? And I said, yes, I am. And he let me in. It was funny because I said, it's kind of chilly out there. And he said, oh, I know. I always think it's cold out when everyone else is warm. And I said, oh, me too. You know, if it's below 75, it's kind of cold to me. But I grew up here. Where did you grow up? And he said, oh, a lot of people ask me that, but they usually mean, what country are you from?
Oh.
And he's an African-American gentleman. Uh-huh. But other than that, like, there's no real reason anybody would ask him this, as far as I can tell.
Hmm.
And so he said, let me tell you what I always say. So I sat down in a chair and he like kind of backed up like to present his
joke. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a whole performance piece. And he was like, okay. So the person says, where are you from? And then I say, I'm from what you might call Obama land.
Oh my goodness.
And then the other person, you see, you know, their wheels turning in their head, trying to figure out where he was from. You know, where's his family from? Does that mean Kenya?
Hawaii?
And then I bow and I say, Chicago.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's true. He did mention Chicago later on. Okay.
But also, Chicago's fucking cold, so I don't know why that makes him so cold all the time. But anyway.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually showed up the same time he did, but I kind of wandered around the building, not sure how to get in for a while. I eventually came up and joined you guys.
He said, as you entered, you can come in, but only if you're Ross.
Yes. He had forms for us to fill out, and he was still very busy, like, getting set up. I think he'd made a Sunday appointment for us, which is very sweet.
Yeah, he said he usually doesn't do Sunday appointments except for out-of-towners, and he counted us because we were from, like, 10 miles away.
Yeah, because our area code was one over.
Right.
And, yeah, he was wearing, like, a white...
Linen.
Linen, yeah, with kind of lace ends. So it felt like an Indian sort of garment.
Yeah, or that sort of style anyway.
Right, yeah, these kind of long flowing black pants. And he had a black scarf. I thought that was nice.
I must tell you, I love that look. Like when I see someone with that very like clean, crisp, hippie look.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, like
I just want to hang out with
a well-maintained hippie. That's a very good way to describe it. Absolutely. And he had a few medallions around his neck. We'll talk about that a little later.
Yes, he will.
Oh, boy. So we were filling out these forms stating who we are, where we live, and what our complaints are. He actually wanted to know, like, what ails you? I had back soreness just from bad posture and long hours at a desk.
Upright ape complaints.
Also, I was complaining about skin irritation because every now and then I'll have like acne flare up and I just happen to at the moment. And
your skin irritates me too. Like, I see it, and I'm just like, oh, God. We
have that in common as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And, oh, like, when I get sick, I'll get a prolonged cough. So these are all legitimate things. Like, all right, maybe you can do something. Because I remember that bright blue esophagus line from the chart the day before that was only on one of the feet. They're not perfectly symmetrical.
Oh, right.
Which is interesting. The charts are never, like, perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah.
They're only kind of symmetrical from the left and right foot. I put all those down there. You filled out yours as well.
Yes, I did. And of course, listed my headaches as my primary complaint, that I get both stress headaches and migraines. We finished the forms and I asked him for some water.
Oh, yes.
And I mentioned this because, just skipping ahead, when we were in the room and he was giving you your consultation, I picked up a bottle of water on his windowsill. Did you see
the Starfire water?
Yeah. Did you read the back?
No, but I had before and I knew it was just full of
special claims
and language. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to read this to you guys. Now you can see this at facebook.com/onrack. So this is the water he kept for himself. He wasn't willing to share this. It said, legend has it that the mystical Starfire was the liquid marina of the divine, used by the scientists for ultra focus, extreme performance, and even enlightenment. Goes on about how this water has those same properties. And then it says, Starfire water is treated with ultraviolet Canalex with negative ion charged water, as in nature, allowing deep cellular intake through your aquaporins, the floodgates to hydration. Vortex induced using a solar helix and pyramid grid system to give it a hexagonal structure.
Oh, yes.
And infused with monatomic elements, we are able to achieve a water with cosmic healing energy. This water is amplified with a psionic wave oscillation tuned to the universe's frequency, helping to synchronize you with the heartbeat of the earth. I just I didn't even know what you're even trying to say to me.
So condensed.
Yeah. So anyway.
But negative ions, those are good for you, as we've learned.
He mentions that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we learned that also at the Integratron. They told us that negative ions were...
Don't,
no, they told us that they were bad for you.
Don't wear a scarf. No, because you don't want to lose them. Right. You wear a scarf to keep them in.
Right. Okay, so that's consistent. So anyway, I drank water. We went into the back room, and we started with your consultation.
Yeah. Flipped a metaphorical coin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We picked... Whoever was older would go first.
Yeah.
And you're closer to death, so.
And he allowed you to sit in, which is nice again. And yes. It was a very small little room. The bed took up most of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice little clean, well-maintained room.
And so he took up a seat and faced me directly, mm-hmm. like kind of almost knee to knee.
Yeah.
And I was kind of gazing deep into my eyes and asking these questions. And really pleasant guy. I already liked him. I liked his sensibility and his good
humor.
Very
down to earth.
Yeah.
Funny.
So he was asking me just various questions about what I eat and like my exercise regimen.
And when you said you were a runner.
I said, oh, I go running, you know, once a week. Oh my goodness, he just lit up.
Yep.
What? Oh, running. Oh, I'm a runner too. From one runner to another. And for the rest of the session, even while he's like later on with your feet, you know, he would like turn to me, you know. If you're running, you should really be taking...
Yeah, he'd whisper to you like, you really should take glucosamine. I can hear you guys.
This is my time.
Yeah.
I'm paying too. I was instantly on his good side for being a fellow runner.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the intensity... This
teacher's
moment,
pet.
Yeah, this moment of you guys connecting over running was like the kind of thing that later when you guys get married and he's giving his toast, he would be like, I remember when I first met Ross and when he said he was a runner.
You're totally right.
That's when. Oh, yeah. It was like that kind of closeness. And I was thinking, well, fuck, I don't run.
Yeah, totally. So I was telling him about my various issues and he was saying with the skin irritation, that's all yeast.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was telling me, oh, the skin stuff, that's yeast. That means you're just having too many sugars. Yeast loves to eat sugar, and so that's what brings it all over your body. So you just got to take it easy on those sugars. And
right. I really honestly don't know what the accuracy is on what he was saying there. I think yeast does feed on sugar.
Sure, but does it move all around your body and cause acne?
No, I would doubt it.
Yeah, he was
personally, I doubt it, but I didn't look it up, so I don't know. It
didn't seem right to me, but whatever. And then he was saying for my back issues, we were talking about posture and that kind of thing. But he said, oh, yeah, I can make you feel great with this reflexology.
Well, that's what you
want.
Sure. That's what you want.
Let's do this.
And then he told you that also to conquer that yeast, you should drink more green drinks, but not kinds that have like fruit juice in them because that'll be too much sugar. And don't drink water with your meals.
Yes. Oh, I was just reflecting on this today as I was drinking water with my meal.
Oh, well, way to go, buddy. Yeah. One day later.
You don't drink at all while you're eating because that just dilutes your body's digestive process.
I think it neutralizes the enzymes in your stomach.
Right. So here your body's trying to absorb all these great nutrients and then this stupid water comes in.
But he was a big advocate of water.
He wants you to drink lots
eating.
And lots of water, but not while you're eating. Like, wait an hour.
Right. He would like you to spend all of your living time eating but not drinking, drinking but not eating, or running.
Pretty much. That is a life well lived. But don't forget to take a day off each
week. Take a fucking day off. We'll get to that.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So finally, he lays you down on the bed.
Yeah. And
tells me that I can watch. This sounds very different from what's about to happen.
Right. there's a little head pillow and then there's a foot pillow, which kind of elevates my feet up. So he pulls out the lotion that he just bought.
So he lays you down. He tells me I can watch. Puts you down on a bed and pulls out lotion.
Yes. You've got it all right so far. Okay. And so starts right into kind of working around my feet. And there's charts all over this little room. So I'm now in this position where I'm facing, straight towards him at my feet. And then this chart right behind him with the feet and all these little organs. And I'm trying to remember, like, if it corresponds well with the one I saw the day previous.
I was thinking about that. I think it did.
For the most part, there were little parts where I was like, wait a second, shouldn't that be there? And I'll have to go compare them later and see how well they match up. Actually, even before I sat down, too, he was telling me, because we were already asking a lot of questions and he was very good natured about them, but he said, now at this point, when I sat down on the table, I want you to disconnect from your left brain.
Yeah, he could already tell that we were the type of people who were going to be thinking a little too hard.
I think you're thinking too much. Right. Yeah. So yeah, he said, turn off the rational part of your brain, turn off the logical part of your brain. I was
calling the left brain.
That's my favorite part. Right. Yeah. He was buying into the whole left brain thing. And so I was analyzing the sign in him for a while, but then he was telling me, oh, just close your eyes.
Okay, so just to review.
Yes.
Lay down, Carrie can watch.
Lotion.
Close your eyes. I'm going to bring out this lotion and don't think about it too much.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay. As I lay down, I look up and dangling above me is a medallion.
Okay. So I didn't notice that until you brought it up, but after you did, I was like, holy shit, I'm in Rosemary's Baby right now. I am the baby. Yeah, totally. I am the baby of Satan.
Right, with his black pendant. Yeah, and I'd noticed that it had been around his neck, too.
Right, so there's one hanging above you and then an identical one around his neck.
Right, and it said quantum science on it. Uh-huh. I could read that on his. And all right, we'll get back to this later. Right. But just be aware that it's dangling over my head. He takes both hands on the top and bottom of the foot and kind of like
sandwiches them.
Yeah, he sandwiches them, pulls his hands down together, like kind of running along the whole length of your foot. And mm-hmm. so he does that a number of times. And then he does like this vigorous Indian burn kind of thing, mm-hmm. but without the burning. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's fine. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, he goes in and he's got these long, nimble fingers and he's just digging into every little bit. And it's like a full body massage, I guess, if you know, my body corresponds to my feet, because he hit every spot. It's
right.
It's okay. Not like he was like fixating on just one area, but nice foot massage. I'd never really gotten that before except for the day previous.
Right. Which we mentioned to him. We told him that we had gone to another reflexologist and felt like it was just a massage. And he was like, oh yeah, there's a lot of those.
Right, right. And he's like, well, at least now, you know, you're gonna get the real thing. Yeah, even the day previous, I realized, oh, someone's actually gonna look at my feet. Because no one really looks at my feet in my life, so right. I have no need to like have them particularly well-groomed. Mm-hmm. And so I clipped my nails, and I tried to make my feet a little less hobbit-like.
Uh-huh.
It was good to go, so I think I was presentable.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't really paid much attention to my feet. I mean, I do clip my toenails and everything.
Are your feet bare right now?
Yes, they are. Would you like to take a look?
Sure.
What do you think? Fine.
They look like feet, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I didn't really do anything to pretty up my feet at all.
Okay.
But
I put my best foot forward.
Oh, boy. Okay, that was a good one.
Thank you. Anyways, it lasted quite some time, and I couldn't see what he was doing because I just had my eyes closed the whole time. And he had the music, though I did keep hearing him giving you, like, directions.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
It sounded like there was some confusion going on.
Yeah, there was, and he would get mad at me for not understanding him. So, I mean, not really mad, but a little peeved. So he'd point at the his iPod, which was in a little dock,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, turn the wheel, turn the wheel. And okay, I own an iPod. I know what that means. Turn the music up, right? So I like turn the little wheel, and he's like, no, 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 no. So I turn it way back down again, and he's like, the wheel over there. The wheel over there. Okay, now this doesn't mean anything to me.
What wheel?
He's not pointing at anything because he's still massaging your foot. He's just like using his chin to point in my general direction and saying, the wheel over there. And finally I realized there's a wheel on the dock itself that also controls the volume.
Oh, you were touching the iPod itself.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake,
I'm like,
Carrie.
Okay.
Rookie mistake.
But so then I like...
I'm on his side.
Turn that wheel. Well, it does the same thing.
It's true.
So I turn it up to the exact same volume, and he's like, okay.
Just what? Didn't want you touching his iPod. That's weird.
Exactly the same, dude.
So strange. It was like 45 minutes each for our foot massages. Right. Yeah. He finally kind of finished off with what he says are his famous hot rags. Well, he's been keeping a little like steamer.
Don't forget, he also did do the thing where he pulled on your toes.
Oh, that's right. I was not happy. I was not happy about that.
Like, my gut.
I was like, oh, this has all been good. And now he's yanking on my toes again and cracking them. Yeah. I don't like that. And then we were done and he said, welcome to reality. Or what? Welcome back to Earth.
Yeah, welcome back to Earth.
That was it.
Oh, yeah. And he was watching you. I keep meaning to tell you this. I'm glad that I didn't have the opportunity until now. He was watching you with the most intense, like, affectionate gaze. Whoa. Toward the end of it. Yeah, so I'm going to do it for you. Of course, our listeners can't see it. But so he's massaging your feet and going like this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like he loved you, but also might kill you.
I feel uncomfortable in retrospect.
You should.
You've tainted my memory of that moment.
I look at him to you and see you just like sublimely laying there. And I was like, oh, if only you knew.
Oh, that's so yeah, scary.
Very intense gaze.
Okay.
I think he might love you.
I'll tell you later what he was doing while he was massaging your feet.
Oh, dear. Okay. Great.
So I was done.
You were done.
We had a little post-conversation, but then really he focused on you. We switched places so he could get knee-to-knee right. with you. That's when the hilarity ensued.
Yeah, okay. So first, he started asking me questions that I had definitely answered on the form. So he clearly hadn't looked at the form at all.
Right. I don't think he ever had time to.
Yeah, maybe not. He asked me if anything was bothering me head to toe. And I was like, well, not at this second, but in general, yeah, I get really bad headaches and I get them a lot. Stress headaches and migraines. And then he said, okay, do you get them more than once a week? I said, yes, definitely. And he said, oh, wow, okay. And how much stress would you say you carry?
Mm.
Now, maybe I should have been more careful with my answer to this question because it sent us down quite a rabbit hole.
Yeah, you gave a very high rating.
Yeah, I said like 9 because that in general is true. Like I just tend to take on too many projects. I tend to carry too much stress. Right. But I've been really careful about this in recent months and tried to bring it down.
Sure.
Which I then tried to communicate to him and he would not accept anything besides what he had decided was the case. So I say 9 and he's like, oh my goodness, that's very high. And then he went on this long monologue about how much I need to love myself that yes. started pissing me off.
He's staring you deeply in the eyes and like, yeah. Care, you need to love yourself. Right. And yeah, he said that many times over.
Right. So then
you were very defensive about this.
I really was getting mad. Like, actually like mad. Angry.
Oh no.
Like, trying to think of synonyms for the word mad. Yeah, because like I was trying to express to him, I am doing the things you're telling me to do. I do love myself. I just get headaches.
So it came down to this. This was the tone of the conversation after a while. Carrie, you really need to pet a rhinoceros every day. Well, I do pet a rhinoceros every single day. Well, Carrie, I don't know if you've flipped the lights on or off enough times. I've flipped them off like 200 times and I flipped them back on again.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, really, Carrie, you should stop eating so many avocados. I have not eaten
five avocados in my life.
Everything he would say, like as advice, he kind of gently say to you and you'd immediately like come back at him like, I already do that.
Well, it was true because it just felt like this guy, no matter what you say to him, he's just like, well, you're doing something wrong,
right?
So it must be that.
Okay, so here was the big one. Like I told him about my workout regimen. I ride my bike to work. He's like, oh, that's wonderful, that's fantastic. Right. But then you tell him that every day you exercise, you either swim or you bike,
right? And not like I'm training for a marathon here. Like, I ride my bike to my boyfriend's house.
So he says,
ride home.
Carrie, you need to stop working out so much. You're working out too much, and you need to learn to love yourself.
I was like, wow. Because, like, no one would accuse me of exercising too much.
And he says, you need to take a rest sometimes. And say, oh, well, I do that, too. I find lots of time to rest.
Right? Just true.
No, if you're exercising every single day, you need to take a day off.
Unless you have 8 days in your week. Yeah.
Smarmy.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Like 24 hours is some magic number that's like you have to have a break of one full day? That's not a magic thing. That's just when the sun goes down.
Carrie was not digging conversation. This guy's giving her advice of things she already knows.
I already do that. Well, also,
I just love that you wanted to prove that to him.
I did. Well, also, and you know this about me, I get really annoyed if I'm condescended to. It's like the worst thing to me. And I think it happens
very true.
Yeah. And I think it happens a little bit more with women than men, just a reality. Like, I think people just talk down to you a little bit more if you're a woman. Mm-hmm. So on top of it being like my pet peeve, and just noticing this happening a lot, we're like, oh, didn't condescend to Ross. Why is he condescending to me? I did not handle it. I couldn't handle it.
It got a little tense there. I was starting to read the Starfire water bottle a little bit.
Anyway, I think by the end of it, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I will do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And okay, you concealed it better than we're giving the indication
sure,
of.
Sure, sure. Well, you know me well.
I knew you well enough to know that you were infuriated.
Anyway, enough complaining.
But he could see that you clearly did not have too much stress.
Right. I am fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I know I came in here with a complaint, but you know what? I changed my mind. Everything is fine. So
I can't remember the denouement there, but somehow it ended up with you getting to the bed as well.
I think at some point I was like, you need to just say yes to him so that he stops.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah. So I think at some point I just said like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I went and laid on the bed. And boy, he has very magic hands.
Yeah.
Much better foot massage than the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was clearly some skill.
Oh, yeah.
In his craft.
Well, oh, wait. But first, he said, do you have any questions for me? And I said, oh, yeah. You know, I'm looking at the chart and I'm wondering, like, which part of my foot corresponds to my migraines? Would it be my brain or would it be like my...
This is right before he told you to turn off your rational left
brain.
Yeah,
my neck or whatever. And he said, I'll take care of that.
Yes, that's right. And he said, I noticed you were watching me very intently while I was giving Ross reflexology.
Right. And he said it was a very sharp and wise woman.
Yeah, he could see that. And he said... Don't give away my secrets, Gary.
Right. And I said, I couldn't if I tried.
So I get up there. He was being cagey about that. He didn't want to say exactly what he was doing. And I'm pretty sure he gave you almost the exact same foot massage I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was trying to pay attention as he was, you know, massaging my feet and just see the general patterns of where he went for. It seems like he went through pretty much the same routine with you.
Now, did he do to you this thing where he, like, sort of scratched the top of your toes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was interesting. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no comparison point, but...
Yeah. Well, you have one.
Mr. Elbow Man.
Right, right.
Yeah, fine comparison.
Yeah, when he scratched the top of my toes, I did notice that because I had seen on the chart that the tops of your toes are your brain. So...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I noticed he gave you quite the breast massage toward the end.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the space like on the top of the foot near the toes.
Oh, I should have told him to look for lumps. You're right.
I'd been looking at the poster and then I just saw he was kind of busy massaging that area for a while. So I hope it worked. Oh, yeah. And so while you had your eyes closed, he was playing your feet like an instrument. Like he would like sweep his head into it and he would just be doing these like arcing motions with his eyes closed while he's rubbing your feet. And it looked like...
I wonder if he does this when no one's watching or not.
Maybe.
I kept thinking that. Yeah, when no one's watching, he makes that jack off motion. This is so stupid.
He could be doing anything. You don't know. Your eyes are closed and you are not on this earth. But yeah, he was kind of doing like these almost Ray Charles, kind of like just head gesticulations side to side.
Nice.
Like he was playing the piano or something, right. But with your feet. That was
great.
His instrument. And he knows it well. And constantly, we'd mentioned this earlier, like while he was rubbing your feet, he would be whispering to me little extra things I should add to my dietary regimen that I really
needed. Because you're a runner.
Do you drink Gatorade? No, just water. Oh, well, you need to
replenish your electrolytes.
Right. And what did he recommend? It wasn't Gatorade.
Cytomax.
Yeah, and then he was telling me to take this MSM supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium. He wanted me to take calcium.
And
omega-3, 6, 9.
Right. He didn't have any such advice for me. I was just this stupid cyclist who does it too much.
I'd been paying attention to the back. Apparently the back is along the inside sole, like kind of edge of the foot. And he did spend time there. But the whole time I was trying to be aware, like, am I feeling anything in the rest of my body? And I remember kind of like halfway through, I felt that tingly feeling come from my feet up through my leg. And I was like, oh, where's it going? Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt it like come up into my upper body. And, you know, as soon as you start thinking about your body tingling, like you can just produce it on command. And I wonder how much the tingling sensation has led to beliefs in alternate phenomenon.
Sure.
You know, people get that. Oh, wow, that's something else. Anyway, so I was contemplating
that. Something else.
That's what my brain was doing, my left brain. Sorry, I didn't turn it off. Sorry, Rufus.
Mm.
Okay,
you failed.
So you had pretty much the same massage.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I have noticed this before, that if someone pulls on my big toe, on either side, I think. Hold on, I'm doing it now to make sure. Yeah, I think on either side.
You kick him in the face?
I kick him in the nuts. I've noticed that.
Uh-huh.
No, I feel like this sort of aesthetic, I guess you'd say, feeling in my neck and head.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, what? It just, yeah, it feels good on my neck and
head. That's our best evidence of reflexology so far.
Yeah. But I've noticed that before.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just something that was, you know, maybe it was taught to me when I was a kid and I've forgotten or what.
Maybe.
But, suggestion or not, I do have that.
Oh, before I forget, he also had the charts up of the hands with their little maps.
And ears. The ear. The ear was down on the floor next to us.
Yeah. And so I kept glancing at that while he was working on you. And, you know, I'd seen a chart like that before when we went to the acupuncturists.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, oh, yeah, in fact, it's just like a fetus. And
he
pointed to his earlobe and he said, that's the head and it's upside down. The head.
Right. So the lobe would be the head of the baby fetus.
Exactly. Right. And then you follow that along the edge of the ear upward and that's the spine leading back. And then, you know, the hands kind of drift off toward the center.
And your ear does kind of look like that.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, that's not a bad mental image. And then I noticed he had an ear piercing.
Right.
Which I looked up later, right through his brain.
Oh, no.
And I asked him about that. I said, yeah, but did. How do you feel about ear piercing? I notice you have one. Like the other ear would have been right through his eye, too. Mm. Like, you think that'd be dangerous? He said, oh, well, the body has a remarkable ability to compensate, you know, mm-hmm. for these things. So yeah,
but that's, don't get a bunch of them.
That's not so much a problem. But yeah, I see people who have a bunch of piercings and I tell them, well, no wonder there's so much stress in your life. Not only do you need to love yourself, but you have too many piercings.
And you probably exercise too much and eat too many good things. Yeah.
You're still a little sensitive.
You know what? Fuck that guy. Just kidding.
Okay.
He was nice. Okay. I forgot to mention before we go into his medallions, which oh, we will.
Yes, we will.
That he also told you not to eat GMO foods.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or to try to avoid them.
That's right. So, yeah, we were hearing a lot of different things from him. And yeah, GMO foods was something else he wanted me to be wary of.
And GMOs are genetically modified organisms. And hopefully we'll do a show on them at some point.
Sure.
But they've certainly sparked a lot of fear and debate.
Yes.
But and he was definitely on the side of try to avoid those if you can.
Right. And very upset that Proposition 52 in California.
Wasn't 52? I don't think that's right. I think it was 37.
So Carrie has reminded us that it was Proposition 37.
Oh, you're saying that so calmly. Like it's not a huge victory. But the thing is that you both thought it was 52 and you were wrong. And I was right that it was 37. And you know what? He told me I exercised too much. Uh-huh.
Well, very good, Carrie. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Well done.
So you know what? He's probably wrong about everything.
Probably.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So then it gets really good here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You said.
Oh, my goodness. Here, I thought, you know, we were almost done and we really needed to get going.
We had a vegan Thanksgiving to go to.
I had to go home, help my wife do some baking. I just wanted to ask.
Just real quick Q&A.
Because I'd seen this quantum science medallion on his chest.
And on the Rosemary's Baby dangly.
And I had seen his wrist bracelet, which also had the word quantum on it.
Right. And it's kind of like a power balance bracelet. Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I was just curious. I noticed you had the medallion there. And it's the same medallion on the ceiling.
He looked at me and said, he's sharp too.
To his credit, I asked him. He didn't suggest anything about this beforehand.
Right.
But he said, actually, it's part of...
And then he opened an old dusty book and out came unicorns and a wizard.
Disregard that.
Okay.
He... He said, it's actually part of my energy system.
Mm.
Energy system? Mm. And he said, well, yes, actually, I sell these. He takes off this medallion. He's starting to show it to me. And sure enough, it's got like this... this logo, it's like a bunch of circles kind of spreading out.
Like
future science thing.
Or maybe a Native American inspired drawing of a sun.
Maybe. But it's something, yeah, that you would expect to be like kind of solar powered or something like that.
That kind of design, though.
Yeah. So he was saying that this is something that he resells. It is based on scalar energy.
Scalar energy.
He was really proud of the scalar energy. Like you've heard of Nikola Tesla. Yeah. He experimented with scalar energy. And that's grounding energy. It connects you to the earth and all of these medallions, this bracelet, and he pulls out his cell phone, this cell phone sticker.
Scalar energy.
Scalar energy.
He was really into us saying everything together, too, at this point.
Right, say it together. Scalar energy.
And what's in your phone? And he looks at us for the answer, and you say, electromagnetic radiation?
Yeah, I said electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah, he's like, no, microwaves.
Oh, that is electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah, but then, and also he's using microwaves in a different sort of sense.
Right, right, yeah. Microwave's scary.
He starts talking about how microwaves heat your food.
They heat water. Okay. That's true. They move water molecules. That's how we heat our food with the microwave. He said, and that's what it does to your body as well.
Right.
Not the way you're thinking. Then he does a kinesiology test on us.
So our listeners
let's explain
likely
this.
Don't know what that means.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe if you've seen this before, you've probably seen it in a mall where they're trying to sell like one of these power balance bracelets, something like that, like this performance bracelet. They'll have you stand up with your arms out like a big T.
Right.
And then you lift one foot.
So now you look kind of like a flamingo, but with your arms out.
And they grab onto one arm before the elbow.
Above the elbow.
Yeah. They push down and the person tips over.
Right.
And then they say, now hold this.
You're switching the center of gravity.
And they say, now hold these magic beans. They grab onto the same spot pretty much. And then they push down and
but not always the same spot
or in a different direction.
Right.
So that's how the trick works.
Right.
When you want to knock somebody over, you pull outward and down ever so slightly, just slightly different direction, and throws off the person's balance. You know, strongest person will just kind of fall over to the side.
Right.
But then you grab on and you just sort of push down without any of the pulling aspect. And he would make a real show of it. He'd go like, grit his teeth and like, see, I can't knock you over.
Right.
So he has me hold my iPhone and he does this, you know, like, oh, I knock over. And then he has me hold his phone with the sticker and, oh, strong as a rock. Right. Oh, I can't see. I can't even move you. Waves his phone across the line on the floor.
An invisible line.
And so I stand on that and then, hard as a rock.
Yeah. So then he said, scalar energy is, let's all say it. And we both look at each other like, we haven't told us what to say yet.
We
don't know what it is. And so, yeah, and then we start, I said, everywhere? And you're like,
and I said, grounded?
Yeah, grounded.
Because he'd already said that.
Like, we don't know what to say. And then he says,
transferable.
Like, we would guess that.
Right? It's like one of those annoying college professors. Like,
right.
I have a very specific answer.
I had one of those, too. I was thinking about that at the time also.
Something tells me that that kind of professor would get on your nerves, Carrie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I knew.
Because they get on my nerves, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
He has you drink from a bottle of water that he has blessed with this quantum energy.
Yeah, and then he can't tip me over. Okay, so then he hands me his medallion.
As if his point hasn't been made by now.
Right.
Like, he's doing all these little configurations.
Right. Well, no, I mean, this is very impressive if one is to accept it. He gives me this medallion and he says, go stand on the other side of the room. And I do. I'm actually a little bit out of the door, 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
And he has you again stand in flamingo pose with your arms out. And then
knocks me over.
He knocks you over. And then he says to me, okay, now hold the medallion in your hand and just from your hip, just very gently point your pointer finger out at him. And you're going to kind of shoot the energy at Ross. So I do that. He can't knock you over. And we're like, wow, amazing.
Okay. Can't knock you over.
Now, what we haven't mentioned about this guy is that he has demonstrably poor eyesight.
Right. He had you read the thermometer for him,
really.
Read
a few things for him.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I said, oh, wow, that's great. Let me try not pointing at him. Let's see what happens. He's like, okay, yeah, don't point at him. He turns his back on me. He does the trick on you again.
I can see very clearly.
And I slyly point at
you. Yeah, Carrie's pointing at me.
And he
I fall
knocks
over.
You the fuck over.
Oh, it wasn't so
like,
transferable.
Yeah. But, you know.
Up to that point, I was like, I love this guy. And I was like, you're a little bit of a
huckster. Thought the same thing. I thought, oh, wow. I had at least assumed, like, right or wrong that you believe this. But
yeah.
You really have to play a trick to do those things.
Yeah, you can't
you
do
have to
that
know what
kinesiology
the trick
test without, yeah, exactly, knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
He didn't,
you know, polite,
he didn't do a hard sell, but apparently the cell phone sticker is like 43. The pendant was like 50-something dollars.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-huh.
If they had been like $10, I might have been, hey, let's get it for fun. But it was much too much for that.
Yeah, and he would have kept going too. But we were at the time where I needed to get home. We slowly backed away.
Yeah, so we thanked him profusely. It really was a nice time. Like, I enjoyed being with this guy other than him pissing me off.
I still
for a few
like
minutes.
Him.
Yeah, me too.
I just like him less than I did up to that moment.
I mean, and we haven't done an episode about applied kinesiology, so I hope no one thinks that we're closing the book on it, because I would be willing to be persuaded. But my understanding of it is that it really is just like a card trick. You know?
Because, well, we can do it to each other.
True. That really made me think like, oh, you're putting us on.
We'd like to thank some of our donors.
Hey! Hey, okay.
Some of our very generous donors.
Yeah, our most generous
donors. We have
donors.
Lots of wonderful donors. Thank you all.
Yes, thank you.
But particularly, thank you to...
Thad Engling, or maybe Angling. Anyway, you're the best, and you're from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Thad.
And thank you, David James, for your continuing generous donations.
And Siddhant Galot from Highland Park, Illinois.
And to James Dobler from Salisbury, North Carolina.
And our old pal, Martin
Dempsey.
From Caterham, Surrey, UK. That could be you, fine listener. You too could be a Martin Dempsey.
Something to aspire to. So, Carrie, what would you give reflexology on a pseudoscience scale, where one is something not at all pseudoscientific, in fact, quite scientific, like... evolution.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like something where all the evidence is in favor of it.
Right.
Whereas 10 would be something incredibly, like just mind-blowingly pseudoscientific. You could wear an amulet filled with goat sperm and it will protect you from all harmful radiation.
Oh, wow. So 10 isn't you are made of goat sperm?
Your amulet's made of goat sperm. What do you want?
I just...
And it protects you from all things.
You're acting like this is no big deal.
It had to happen sometime.
Okay, well, look, it's a big deal. Okay.
Oh, wait. 10 is something like Carrie needs to love herself.
That's ridiculous. No one could love themselves more than I love myself.
I'm already doing that.
You have no idea how narcissistic I am.
What would you give reflexology?
Okay, so really high, but not a 10. I would say like an 8. I was researching this a little bit, reflexology and what meta-analyses there are on its efficacy. And so a meta-analysis, for anybody who doesn't know, is when they take a whole bunch of scientific studies that have been done well and then see, well, what data can we gather from all of these looking together? What I found from my layperson studies of their studies was that reflexology, when combined with other massage therapy techniques, can definitely reduce depression and anxiety, but probably because it's massage and massage can just be good for those symptoms.
Sure.
But that it wasn't effective on much of anything else, really, except for maybe other tension problems that, again, might just be mitigated by massage. And that there was no evidence for this idea that it's a map of the body. And that's the part that I think is probably the least backed by evidence, is this idea that on my foot, there is a map of my body, I think is pretty clearly not supportable. So I'm going to go up there with 8, but say it's not like this is something that's not going to do anything for you. There are certain people that this might do something for you.
Okay, I'll say 9.6.
Okay.
I mean, he could have turned around and said, I'm going to rub my knuckles into this wall and it'll make you feel better. That would have been a little more off base, I think.
Sure.
Certainly the massage aspect is very nice. Mm-hmm. No complaints there when it's done well. But then it was added to with all of these mentions of other things at play, like scalar energy. So for our particular investigation, I think there was a lot of, not disregard of science, but mismanagement of scientific thinking and assuming that we didn't have any. I felt slightly insulted, like toward the end there, like really.
I felt insulted toward the beginning.
You're right, but you know, you're calling us really sharp, and you're trying to sell us on this thing.
Oh right, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, the scalar energy thing isn't necessarily related to reflexology. I would like to be able to separate that from what he did.
Yeah.
But you know what? If my doctor, if my GP gave me a totally great physical, it felt like he was just on the top of his game. And then at the end, he said, oh, by the way, my daughter is doing a unicorn ballet if you wanted to come.
Right.
I might be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a second.
Things into question now.
Yeah. So there's something to that.
Okay.
All right. So, Ross, what would you give this on a pocket drainer value, where one is something not at all pocket draining, like buying Miss Ella, my puppy, a beautiful sweater. For half off because it wasn't winter. And look at her. Look how gorgeous she looks.
It's nice.
It was like $5. Look at that.
I'm very patriotic.
Don't worry. I'll take a picture of her and put it on our Facebook page so people can see how cute my dog is.
Okay.
That's a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 is something. And then 10 is something incredibly pocket draining, like doggy yoga.
Doggy yoga?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah, it's where you bring your dog and then you do yoga by like forcing them into poses and then you pay like $30 a session for it.
Poor dog.
Ridiculous.
Okay, $30 a session?
Something like that.
That's a 10.
Yeah, that's a 10.
You know, I don't know the regular price for a massage, mm-hmm. But I'm going to give this, I'll say a 6. You know, fairly expensive. We paid for our first encounter. That was $120.
For both of us.
For both mm-hmm. of us. And you were kind of pressured into putting a tip there. Because
yeah.
this gentleman who had massaged me was standing there with a very stern face, like while she was asking.
Do you want to add a tip? And then I said, yeah, how about $20? And she said, together or for each of you?
I know.
Like, right? Come on. Like, seriously. Jesus.
And then our friend Rufus, he had charged $75 per person. Mm-hmm. We paid him $160 total. I feel it's a bit steep.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm off base for the price of a massage. I don't know, but it seems like that's something you could sink a lot of money into.
Oh, yeah.
If you try to do it as a regular thing. It doesn't seem like it's going to give you any kind of lasting cures to anything, even if it is legitimate.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Somewhere around 6. I mean, I've gotten pretty good, pretty cheap massages, too. Ones that are an hour and are $40, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was a good foot massage, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're offering a little more than a massage, I'm also expecting a little more. You know, I'm expecting, like, you're going to do something to my migraines, you're going to do something special here, and I didn't feel like I got that.
Fair enough. Well, and Carrie, what would you give this on a creepiness scale?
I can't believe you got this, uh-huh.
Where 1 is something, not really creepy, it doesn't even register as creepy. Like, you go out to ride your bike.
Okay.
Like you do almost every day.
Almost every day.
And you pick up some groceries and you ride back home.
All right. Yeah,
nothing out of the ordinary anywhere. No, no one jumped really out at you or anything like that.
Yeah.
Whereas 10 is something incredibly creepy. Like you walk up to your car and you hear this ticking sound.
Tick, oh.
Tick, tick. And there's like fuel leaking from your car at the same time. You're kind of concerned. Something's going on.
Sure.
And you back away from your car.
I don't know that would be a 10 for me. I'd probably just be like, what the hell's this?
Okay, let's say that's a 5 and just extrapolate to what a 10 would be. It's twice as creepy.
So 10.
This is really, it's a Richter scale. It's a logarithmic scale.
Right.
So just imagine how insanely creepy 10 would be.
Okay. Then I'm going to say it's like, well, you know, it's a little like creepy to, now that I think about it, it's a little creepy to think like, oh my God, there's a point on my foot that matches my esophagus. And like, what if I step on a nail?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I've just creeped myself out about it. So I'm going to give it a 5.4. But I'm not overall creeped by the experience. Wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah. I'll say like 4. It registers because, yeah, the imagery of this weird little fetus with a skull on your ear mm-hmm. and then all these like parts on your foot is just odd.
Every time we talked about that ear stuff, I kept just thinking about all the sexual ear play people do and like, what's happening when you're doing that?
What are you stimulating?
Yeah.
And as a runner, Carrie, I mean, you're just constantly mashing your foot on the ground as it is. I mean,
true.
What does that mean? And like, yeah, what are you doing when you, that's more to the pseudoscience aspect, but you know, what's it actually doing? Is it, he never said the word chi of all the words he said.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it spreading healing energy? Is it balancing things out? Is it sending a shoot of something? I don't know. We have no idea from our experience at least.
Well, what about a danger rating? Or when is something not at all dangerous? Like donating to onopodcast.com/donate, feeling great about yourself, knowing that you funded a magnificent investigation.
That's the opposite of dangerous.
Going to bed feeling like you are just the king or queen of philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1.
1, okay.
And then a 10 is something super dangerous, like putting your karma in severe danger by never donating to onopodcast.com/donate, yet listening every single month.
Why would someone do that?
I don't even know. That's highly dangerous.
That's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that was silly. But, oh, geez, I'll say 1. I don't think there's any danger in this. Now, if I do like get internal bleeding from the elbow to the back at some point in the near future, I may revise that. But I don't think any of this was particularly dangerous. So I'm going to say 1.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say 2 just because I always think of that worst case scenario where someone doesn't get treatment for something they need treatment for because they think this will do it.
Yeah, we didn't ask him anything about, you know, cancer.
Right. And I didn't see on any of the websites for these people, I didn't see anything that gave me, you know, a red flag like that. Like, cancer, Alzheimer's. But when we call to that one reflexology school, they talked about using reflexology for things like MS and cerebral palsy and things. But
okay, that's where we could be traipsing into danger territory.
So, I mean, any of these things, if you took them instead of more effective medical advice, could be dangerous. But other than that, not too worried. But I do want to mention along the same lines that since my complaints are a little easier to track than yours, I was paying attention to whether I got migraines or headaches, and I got them both days, the days of and after I got the treatments. So
you know what? Funny you mentioned that. I got a really, really bad headache that day.
And after the first one, right?
The second one.
Oh, really? Okay.
And mine are more rare, but I know exactly what did it. I didn't eat until dinner.
Ah, okay. So I don't think that's what it was for me, and I don't think that the treatments caused them or anything, but they obviously didn't get rid of them.
Mm. Yep. So, Carrie, what would you say would be your favorite moment in this investigation of reflexology?
My favorite moment must be when he told me not to point at you as a second test, and I pointed at you. I know that has nothing to do with what he was actually doing. It had nothing to do with reflexology, but it really
it was pretty brilliant.
Set in stone.
And I knew where you were going with it, but I loved it.
This guy was fooling with us.
That was a good moment. It was awkward, but I really enjoyed him getting under your skin and just that really tense back and forth. Just going like, oh, he is not getting Carrie here.
Well, listen, I don't exercise too much and I love myself.
It was very, very uncomfortable. I thought, oh, Carrie's just not going to let him get away with this. She's not just going to say like, okay.
Great point.
She's going to fight back.
All right. Well, I enjoyed that whole experience, I'd say, overall.
Yeah.
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 Good.
And thank you, listeners, for sending us there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Please do donate, because it is how we stay alive, and we have only our donors and our listeners to thank for our continued wonderful 3 years now of
Woo-hoo,
being on
high
the
five.
Air. Yeah. Yeah, we're entirely independent. We're entirely supported by your listening and your donations, so thank you.
Well, that's it for our show. Our producer is Ian Kramer.
And our theme music was written by Brian Keith Dalton.
Remember, you can find us on the web at onopodcast.com or facebook.com/onrack. And be sure to check out our pictures by liking us. You know what, Carrie?
Yeah.
You just need to learn to love yourself.
I fucking love myself!